So, how was your holiday?
Good. Just kind of chilled out for a couple of weeks and just kind of just got me together. But I've decided to apply for a business loan.
Okay.
Not for the FFL because
that sounded a bit.
No, but serious. I've decided that I want to get into the restaurant business. There's not enough restaurants in our town because there's loads of curry places, but there's not enough decent restaurants. So I'm going to open an Italian restaurant. But because I'm a film fan, I'm going to make it a themed Italian restaurant. I'm going to make it a Lord of the Rings themed Italian restaurant. Obviously, I'm going to call it Mordor because you have to call it Mordor. But I've already got the menu. I've got Aragorn arancini, like normal arancini bowls, but obviously bigger because that guy's got some stones, right? Samwell spaghetti, which is like normal spaghetti, but obviously we just use shorter spaghetti.
And good alliteration.
Yeah, thanks. Mrs. B's been working on ringwraith ravioli. So it's black ravioli in squid ink sauce.
Amazing.
But with pasta, it's going to have chilies so hot inside it that it will basically hunt you down to the end of the earth. Right?
Okay.
And they're going to have Gandalf gnocchi. Now, that doesn't work for an alliteration point of view until you realise that gnocchi's got a silent G in it.
Yes. So on the page it works.
On the page it works, but it doesn't kind of work if you say it out loud. So that's the thing. So it's going to have all this stuff. It's going to be kind. But the thing is, you have to have a reservation. No reservation. That's it. You're not getting in. There's no eating. So that's the one big rule of the restaurant.
Okay. And why would you... Why the reservation? Why that?
Because... one does not simply walk into Mordor.
Welcome to the September podcast covering trailers.
We always sound like we don't really know.
Because we don't.
Okay. So, it's finally happened.
What?
We finally reached the point in time.
What time? What point?
The point where summer blockbusters are no longer being released.
No.
Yeah, I know. It started in like March and now it seems to have fizzled out in August.
So what does that mean? Do we have no trailers left?
Well, we actually don't have that many.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've got a few big films coming out, but there's no Marvel films this month.
What?
So I just don't know what's happening. And I think it's just, I think September and October.
Oh, the Marvel accountants have gone on holiday.
Oh, I see.
That's why. They're not putting their foot on the accelerator going,
indeed.
More films!
We seem to be in that September, October, and they seem to be quite quiet. And then November is when it starts to kind of ramp back up again. And
you
then
get
it's
1 month.
And then it's
here comes the Star Wars film.
Has there been another Star Wars trailer that we need to look at? Because I've seen the one where she flips over the thingy with the lightsaber.
I don't believe so, I didn't see... I mean, I've been on holiday, as we covered last time, on holiday. So I haven't seen the internet meltdown, so I can only assume we haven't had a new trailer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
During the break, I'm going to show you a trailer of something that isn't a film. That's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
But we need to move on.
Right.
Right, let's start with the film that... Did you watch It?
Have
you seen It?
No, but the good lady, Mrs. Smith, has.
So now we have It 2.
Yes, or was it like Part 2, Chapter 2?
It's Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
So it's got a lot of people in it. So let's have a look. I was just using the indefinite article.
I was just making it into a pun. Really
no, I like
joke.
Okay. Can I just push play on the trailer now?
Yes.
Thanks.
There's an interesting cast on this film. Okay. There's like a sort of split time thing going on. It's obviously a sequel to Chapter 1. I don't know if Chapter 1 had like was all in the past, but now you sort of got early stuff, and then you got the same characters played by older actors. Okay. It's definitely a very ominous trailer. Right, what is up
it's
with
just
this?
The Zimmer horns, come on people. I mean, it looks good, it looks terrifying. It starts with some guy being think he's drowning, and then the clown kind of crawls down a wall and tries to eat his face or something. That's terrifying enough. I don't need to have the going on. I thought we had this with Avengers. Avengers was like epic music trailer, and then they went, punch it, Zimmer! And went for it.
Punch it, Zimmer.
And then went for it. I mean, but yeah, this is obviously Chapter 2. I've not seen Chapter One.
No, neither have I. Not my Mrs. thing. Smith has.
But
I haven't.
It's obviously, not being a fan but of the it's horror. All the kids have grown up now, and they're all they've all moved on with their lives.
So that's what I'm trying to work out.
Back to town.
I'm trying to work out is Part One, or Chapter One, just set in the past?
It just it just looks like absolute nightmare fuel, and I'm not going anywhere near it.
Yes.
But you've got Jessica Chastain, who is like so hot right now. You got James McAvoy, who also is like so hot right now. The reason they're both come off what seemingly is back-to-back films is they've just both just come off doing Dark Phoenix.
But
don't forget that
was
18 months ago.
That was kept
so
on the shelf.
So they've doubled up. Bill Hader's in this, which could be an interesting cast choice.
Yes.
Was
that Lawrence Fishburne? Or no, not Lawrence Fishburne. Who am I thinking of? No, Denzel Washington. Or somebody who looks like Denzel
there's
Washington.
There's no way Denzel's in this film.
No.
But there's no way Denzel's in this film.
My brain has basically been turned to mush.
If Denzel Washington's in this film, the film's going to be about 5 minutes long.
It's
going to go, hey, Jen, I'm Pennywise. Boom. Stay down. That's it. End of film.
That's the film I want to see.
Actually, I still watched that film. This is... It did really well. The first It film did really well
in
the box office. It hung around. It seemed to be very well placed. Obviously, the law of diminishing returns says that this won't do quite as well, but it is in a fair bit of clear air, as we've discussed. A lot of films have already been and gone.
There's not a lot around, so this is looking...
So I think this could be a real good one.
Flag this one up.
James McAvoy is definitely a good choice for this one, because he is... I love James McAvoy. He's great anyway. Yeah, I mean, I think basically Chastain, McAvoy, Hader, I think they're in the system. If not, then they will be.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got Bill Skarsgård, who is Pennywise.
I don't recognise that name.
That's him. It could be good. I think it'll come in
I was wondering,
really strong.
I have been wondering about putting out another fantasy film in September, and this has got... this looks like
it could be the one.
The business.
It could be the one. Yeah, I think that the only thing that might trouble this is I'm gonna talk about this again. Ad Astra, which is that bizarre film that we thought wasn't a film, then became a film. But that's got a staggered release, hasn't it?
Didn't we do that in April?
We did it in April, and then we messed it up, and then we did it last time. But it's got a staggered release, which they've started to do again. I thought this was no longer a thing, people. But apparently 2019 just wants to throw us one more curveball.
Yes.
Ad Astra could be very well. But don't forget, it comes out in the States a few weeks before it comes out in the UK. It'll be staggered.
So those three are in the system. The other person who's in the system, who I have no clue, is Andy Muschietti.
He is the director.
And that's why he's in and why I don't recognise him.
Indeed.
Because he's a director.
Yep.
That's looking
good.
That's one
I
to
think,
watch.
I think that could be the that could be.
And
the
if you've got if you've got James McAvoy, keep that film running, because you're probably gonna pick up.
If you've already got McAvoy in your cast, because don't forget he's actually had a pretty good year.
Yeah,
because he has.
I guess the question that the pro players will be thinking about is will they be, you know, with that many, because it looks like an ensemble cast, and you've got the young versions of the characters and the old version, so. Will there be any top billing people in this film? Is it going to be all supporting cast?
I think, and again, I'm trying to see more films as discussed, but I think I discussed last time. But I think James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain will probably be top billing for this. They are the big names in this.
They certainly are.
And I think that's probably about right.
Okay, one to watch then.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
Unless it's me. Scares the willies out of you.
It's just, I didn't need the Zimmer horns. I mean, okay. Okay. It's already utterly terrifying. Well, thanks. I now need to basically
Can we have something else to sort of decompress with us?
Okay. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Okay. But I have got you some special Parisian biscuits. I got these in Paris. Came in a little tin. It was ridiculously expensive at an airport. The bit's pink. Because Little B wanted the pink tin.
It's an amazing tin.
But we're going to have to watch The Goldfinch next. Strap in. I don't think this is going to be a comedy, but I think we can pull out of this.
Okay.
But The Goldfinch is next. Right.
Right.
Got your biscuit? All right, let's do this.
Distinct lack of Zimmer horns on that.
Proper grown-up film, though.
Yeah.
Proper, like, grown-up with art and rich people. Although it did have explosions.
It did have a explosion.
It looked like a pivotal
explosion.
It looked like a slightly more violent version of the Thomas Crown Affair.
A thread from it, you've got like young cast, back in time, older cast, forward in time.
So it looks like the old kid is played by... Isn't that Taron
Egerton?
No, it's the other one we can't pronounce. It's Ansel Elgort, who was the guy in Baby Driver.
Yes,
and
awesomely.
And The Fault in Our Stars. Plays the older version of the kid. So the kid is caught up in what looks like an explosion
or some sort of terrorist heist.
Yeah. And he's kind of dealing with the aftermath of that and the loss of parents and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that all... And we were thinking, aw. And then it seems... to have also been an art theft movie. And
heist
I love a heist
thing,
movie.
Yeah.
It seems that there seems to be some sort of thing.
Oh, that's why you started warming to it.
I was like, oh, I'm in now.
I started lukewarm and I finished lukewarm.
I started meh, and then I thought, I'm going to have to go and see this one because it's going to be the only thing out that week. I'm going to have to, as discussed, I'm going to have to do it anyway. But then I kind of went,
I do think...
And then Jeffrey Wright turned up. Always a good sign. Wright's good.
Yeah.
Like him.
Indeed. I do think that Ansel Elgort,
Taron Egerton,
and younger him are both channeling Matt Damon.
Yes, I'm getting a big talented Mr. Ripley vibe from that dude. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But
it's the glasses, I think.
I think it's the glasses. I think, but then again, you've got the glasses, and
I know,
and
that's
you,
all people see is the glasses.
I mean, I often confuse.
I
you
thought you
were saying
I'm not Channing Tatum.
Shut it, you Channing Tatum. yeah, that looks. It looks grown up.
It
looks like a grown up big kids
there's,
film.
There's emotions.
It's two and a
there's
half.
There's secrets.
It's 2.5 hours long.
Whoa!
So it's. I mean, that's like. That's
okay.
Like Avengers level.
I'm not sure they can... did you think that story can go for 2.5 hours?
I don't know. But it's based on a famous novel, apparently. I've not seen it or read it. But I don't know. Again...
I would... Do you know what? That is the film kind of film I would watch on a plane.
Yes, it is. And it's also the kind of film that you might be possible Oscar nods for people... Nicole Kidman doing proper acting. Jeffrey
she's done
Wright
a lot
doing
of proper
acting. Yeah, but she's in both timelines though. She used to do old acting as well. She used to be old Nicole Kidman,
and
so she needs to be
not so old.
She needs to be current Nicole Kidman, and then 15 years from now, Nicole Kidman.
Right? Who do I know? Where do I know Jeffrey Wright from? Because I totally recognize
Westworld.
Him. But I don't watch that.
Oh, he's Felix Leiter in all the new Bond movies.
He was in Game Night. Which I've seen.
Oh, okay. So
which is probably not a highlight of his career.
That's not the highlight of his career.
Okay. I just totally...
No, he's cool.
Know him. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I'll be honest with you, that's on
the
list.
Oh, Hunger Games. That's what he was in.
Right. I'm trying to give you highbrow stuff, and you're going, Hunger Games.
I'm going for the...
Hunger Games 2,
young
still
adult
hungry.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Right, okay. All right.
It looks good.
That was an... I think... Well, it certainly didn't scare the willies out of me like
no,
like
it didn't.
Did.
But it wasn't exactly... feel good movie of the year. So can
maybe
we go
at
with...
the end maybe there's a revelation, but yeah,
let's
keep
move on.
Yeah.
Do you like Wall Street people being conned out of their money?
Oh yes.
Do you like heist movies?
Yes.
Do you like strippers?
Trick question.
It's a trap.
I declined to answer. I plead the fifth.
Oh, I nearly got you. Then you might like Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. That was a change of gear.
Yeah. You did laugh, though. You laughed at the same point in that trailer I laughed in.
Yes.
So, that looks... quite fun.
Based on a true story.
So based on a true story.
Not in a horror movie way.
No.
But in a kind of like...
No. Horror movies are based on real events.
Ah, real events. This is based on a true story where someone is probably going to end up in jail.
Yes.
And they're actually... They're often quite good.
They are, yeah, they are. what was the one? I was getting wrong. You have to forgive... No, you please have to forgive me. That one. That
can
was,
you ever forgive
can
me?
Can you ever forgive me? Thank you. I don't want to go down that thing again. So the story is, it's a group of...
Strippers
who work in a strip club. They're getting horribly done over by the system.
Yep.
They're giving up their tips. They have to pay the owner. They're basically living from hand to mouth on
supporting
their families. And they basically decide that they what they should really be doing is fleecing rich D-bags of as much money as possible.
People from Wall Street.
Wall Street people.
And now all of your questions at the beginning start to make sense.
Indeed.
And tie up.
And then I think it quickly escalates from hustling someone's credit card to potential fatalities.
Yes.
And as so they go in,
it's like it starts out Robin Hood, and then like there's the
then they go gangster.
Ultimate power corrupts ultimately. Indeed. Type thing.
Indeed. But got a good cast. So you've got Constance Wu, who was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh,
and she's
right.
The mom in the TV
wow,
show
that's
Fresh
a change
Off the Boat.
Of,
big change. I mean, I actually didn't realize she was in it the first time I watched the trailer, and I just kind of went, hang on, is that her? She's really good, and she's clearly playing a very different role, which is good to see.
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez, who's gone to the I'm Talking Loudly acting school. So she's.
I think it's the Vin Diesel I'm Emotional So I'm Loud.
Yes. She's been to the Vin Diesel acting school. So she should be okay. Julia Stiles looks like she's one of the investigators in it. You got someone called Lily Reinhart, who was the doe-eyed blonde one. She's been in a few TV shows, and I think this is her transitional movie. But it looks good. It looks light and it looks funny. But as you say, it probably doesn't end well for a few people.
Not one for the kids. Grown up movie in a different sense.
Yeah, you see, well,
the subject matter is
okay.
I'm gonna hit stop this. Not entirely safe for work?
Well, I mean, as discussed, I tend to go to the cinema on my own a lot now, and I think I might get questioned if I go and see it on my own. But it does look...
It's probably going to be...
It does look really good.
It's going to be funny and interesting. And like I said about true stories, when they're like this and they involve crime, it's often very interesting to see sort of what happens and how it falls apart.
Yeah, absolutely. An all-female cast, female director. I think it should do better. It looks...
It's probably a better film than it'll be given credit for,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, I think Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez, Julia Stiles... Maybe a cheeky punt on Lily Reinhart for that, but she may be more one to watch for 2020.
That could be an interesting gamble, that one,
but it
actually.
Because
if it gets good word of mouth,
it could stick around for a while. It might be one of those films, but it depends on how heavily they lean on the strippers, so to speak. sorry, I just realised I didn't come. If the advert that we watched, there was a fair amount of
stripperage.
It was kind of top or front heavy in the stripperage, and then it just stopped that.
Yeah,
and I think
I was horrible feeling it was going to go all showgirls, but
and that's the thing. I think a lot of people go, "Oh no, I'm out." But as long as they don't lean too heavily into that, I think you might be able to pull people in. Otherwise, people might go, "I'm not sure the wife's going to want me." So, you know, what are we going to see? Hustles. What was it about?
Date night.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. All right. So let's go from drugs. Strippers, heists, swearing, comedy, and let's go completely the other way. As this podcast is being recorded in the UK, and as 50% of this podcast cast is from the UK, I have looked through the contract, and we are actually contractually obliged to cover Downton Abbey. Now, I don't want to do this, but we have to. Now, my preamble was obviously just a mild dig at the banality of this TV program, which is a phenomenon, and we'll come back to this in a minute and talk about
it
how
it is in the US as
in
well
the
as
the US as well, because it's typically. Now, I did the whole preamble about contractually obliged, blah, 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 halfway through that Downton Abbey trailer, which, by the way, was totally lacking in Zimmerhorms and it would have made it far better. You've said, oh, no, that's Mrs. Parnt. Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing. And you start naming all the characters. You've watched all of the episodes of Downton Abbey.
I'm sorry.
What?
it's default Sunday evening TV watching while I'm doing the ironing.
This is like, but half the country watch this program. I mean,
yes.
like this program is,
yes.
is is huge.
Yes.
I mean, I don't watch it, but it's not my thing.
So of that half of the country, one half watch it because they want to watch it, and the other half watch it because the other half want to watch it.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
And I'm in the second category.
Of course you are. Yes. Identifying every character. Even when there was two men kissing, I was like, my God, it's 1927. And you go, oh, that happened in the TV show. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then you recognised... So the plot, and I use the term loosely, is it's... still in Downton Abbey.
Yes, it's 1927.
So how far on has it gone?
A couple of years.
Right. And the Queen's coming.
Or the King. It's the King. They said the King.
King and the Queen.
The King and the Queen.
Royalty. 1927. Royalty. The King and the Queen. Yes. It would be King George, wouldn't it? It would be Colin Firth from the King's Speech.
With any luck. Yes.
That would be great stunt casting.
Although and here's the thing, they teased who the royalty is, but
that's the big reveal. I think it's either going to be if it's Olivia Colman from The Crown, or if it's
Colin Firth,
I'll be well happy with that.
Yeah.
But the other thing that, because I got bored about 15 seconds into this trailer, so I started making up my own thing. And to one point during some pauses, I was going. Which did add a bit of gravitas, but then the plot pivoted, and it looks like they've pulled someone back from retirement.
The head butler Carson is coming back from retirement.
He's got one last job. One last job. I need you to do one last job for me. I'm out. I said I was always out. Now you've got to come back in. One man. So he's come back to do one last job, which is
the king's
after
in town. You need to come and serve the king.
The King's Jason Statham. Yes. So it looks like they brought Parson back for one more job.
You can't make this film interesting.
I'm really trying. So they brought Parsons back for one more job, which means he's probably going to die at the end.
Yeah. It's domestic servitude porn. It's like the polishing of the glasses on the table. Oh. The slow pan across the table.
Look at that silverware. Oh.
God, look at them cooking in the kitchen. It's ridiculous.
So we've got... you've got Hugh Bonneville.
Yes.
You've got Matthew Good is in this.
Yes.
I like him.
Yep.
You've got Maggie Smith.
Who's always... You don't know this, but she's always the best bit about the show, because she was always she's like the mother, the she's the Dowager Duchess, and she's always like grumpy, snippy, has all the best lines.
Maggie Smith in zero given.
Yes. So,
and then you've also got, I just noticed something, because there's a member of the cast, and I'm going to have to look this person up now. This person who is a woman, her name is Tuppence Middleton.
Yes, she's new.
That's a real name.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to go and see this film, but I think that a lot of people will.
And on both sides of the Atlantic.
I think it'll be huge in the UK for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's also going to...
maybe even one.
It's probably going to skew older as well. It's going to pull in the older end of the spectrum, believe.
This is basically old people's version of Avengers Endgame.
Yes, it is.
Because they're going to go, I'm going to go and see it. If I don't see it by Bridge on Wednesday and I get spoilers, I'm going to just lamp Mabel. I'm telling you. So I think a lot of people will go and see it quickly, because they can kind of go, and they can talk about it.
I think all the tickets are already being bought up as we speak.
So I don't think it's going to do...
It's going to be an event for a generation. Exactly. It's not our generation.
But for the FFL point of view, I think it'll come in, it'll burn very bright, and then I think it'll fade away.
Right.
So I think
the only person from the cast, the only person, last time I checked, was Tuppence Middleton. No, was Maggie Smith.
I'm telling you now... that by the end of this recording, I'm adding Tuppence Middleton in. Only
awesome.
because I love her name. And also, Matthew Goods need to go in there as well.
And she was in a film recently. I actually heard her interviewed for a film and a couple of weeks ago. They're at least in the upper quadrant.
Excellent. So let's go from that and let's go to the film that if I had to choose, I'd watch this instead. Even though, like Downton Abbey, I've not seen any of the previous ones. Rambo, Last Blood.
What?
I know.
Do you remember Motorhead, the band?
Yeah.
And you're like, very famous song, Ace of Spades.
Any other Motorhead song.
Well, exactly. Okay. And then many, 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 many years later, much older guys, they did a slowed down acoustic version of Ace of Spades.
Yes, and it was really awesome. Good. Yeah, it's really good, yeah.
Right. That's what that film made me think of. It's the acoustic version of Rambo.
That is a really good take. It's got the slow blues.
Because
guitar,
in the trailer they've got like a bluesy number.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more thoughtful, although he's still stabbing people and there is explosions and all that kind of stuff. But this is a Rambo movie.
Yes.
Which means foreigners getting killed.
To be honest with you, if you walk in expecting it's Logan.
Oh.
It's Logan. It's basically Rambo's. So he's now retired in, let's probably say, Mexican border.
Yeah, probably Texas.
Probably El Paso, kind of Mexican border kind of side. He's retired there. He's probably living his life. He's just being quiet and he's being all, I've gargled with gravel for 20 years.
Oh, so my goodness.
Everything I'm saying is like this. Yeah. And then it looks as if he gets into some trouble with, I'm guessing it looks like, because they're all driving black jeeps.
A cartel of some sort, maybe?
Automatic machine guns, some sort of cartel. They come for him rather than take him out with maybe a sniper bullet. They actually walk to his house. And obviously, he has home alone his entire house. And everyone dies.
Yes.
And that's it. And they're going to probably do that within a 100 minutes or so.
Yeah. And this is called Last Blood. So I'm looking forward to Last Blood Part 2.
Yes.
When this is inevitably successful with a certain portion of the market.
Yeah. That's it.
I've not seen any of the Rambo movies, so I'm not going to go out of my way to see this one either.
I've not, and I think it's been a long time since the last one.
But
and
this is like I mean, you have to hats off. He's having with like Creed and Creed 2, he sort of spanned the whole Rocky thing, and now he looks like he's trying to do the same with Rambo.
No,
so
fair,
you know, hats
fair,
off to him.
I mean,
for
fair play to him. He's at least he hasn't gone down the career line of Nick Cage, where he's farting out direct to DVD movies. At least he is getting cinematic releases, and yeah, that's really not my
of
thing.
All the Rambo movies, that's the most interesting looking of
honestly,
all of them.
It does actually look quite good. I mean, it's got a
or
very,
it's just an awesome trailer. And hats off to the trailer people.
It looks like it's high noon. It's your typical act. When the clock strikes 12, the people will come and try to kill the good guy, and the good guy has to survive the night. It's
a Western.
It's the taking of Pelham 123. It's Last Stand. It's all of those things. And if that's your bag, crack on. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll watch that over Downton Abbey.
That's an interesting choice. The completionist. There's a strong completionist streak in me that might make me want to go see the Downton Abbey just to make sure that it really is dead and buried and never coming back. But I guess we will see.
Yeah,
both the end of an era, very different films.
Both kind of bookends. Yeah, I mean it's good. I mean, but again, how big is it going to be? So
cast-wise, where are we at?
Sylvester Stallone, and then everyone else is a Mexican cartel red shirt.
Right.
So that's it.
It's him versus Mexico.
It's Sylvester Stallone film. He's probably written it, edited it, directed it.
Sung the theme music. Yeah.
But I can't call it on that. I think it'll do middling. But I don't think Sylvester Stallone...
And maybe more in the US than the UK.
Maybe more in the US than the UK. I think Downton's going to outperform Rambo in the UK and vice versa.
Oh, if I was investing, it would be Maggie Smith all the way. I mean, she'd take Rocky slash Rambo in a fight any day. She is nails.
She'd just cut him down, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
He'd come in and go like big gun, and she'd be like, kind of guy, and she'd just say something utterly just...
Devastating.
Psychologically devastating.
Yep.
It would just ruin. He'd end up... He'd be so devastated, he'd end up having to move to the Mexican border on his own and sit there and
maybe that's the backstory.
You just couldn't
he was broken man
destroyed. I'd watch that film as well. Okay. That's it.
Right, Well, that's it.
That's it. That's we're done. I mean, there's a few other films coming out. A few things look interesting.
That's a very varied palette.
It is. It is a bit of a hodgepodge. And I think it's either films that they tried to. They may be Oscar contenders. So The Goldfinch, I think, uh-huh. might be an Oscar contender. It's a film. I think.
Well, if that's what's running at the box office,
it's canny timing.
I'd say it would definitely be
the one.
Yeah.
I think you're right, but it's future time.
Ah.
Because you've earned it.
Ooh, nice.
This film was called Ford versus Ferrari.
Right.
But I think that's a bit like Tornado versus Shark, isn't it? It's a bit like, really?
I don't know how to react to a name like that.
Yeah, so, it has apparently been now renamed to Le Mans 66.
Right.
Which isn't a better title.
No.
However, this is this the
to be followed by Le Mans 67 and so on.
Yeah, I haven't seen 1 through 65, but you don't really need to get into the characters to really understand what's going on. This is my kind of film, and I think your kind of film, and it's got Matt Damon in it.
Oh.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in on that one.
Yeah, I know. It's
amazing.
So it's the true story of the construction of the... Is it the Shelby GT Ford or the Ford? There's a number. Basically, Ford were not.
I'm not going to embarrass myself by getting yet another thing wrong on this podcast.
It's okay. So basically, it's the true story about Ferrari were the racing car dominance of the 60s. The Ford Motor Company, who were known for building very sensible, very normal American cars, decided to go up against them. And this is the story of them basically creating the Ferrari beating car.
In 90 days
in the mid-60s. Yep. It's got everything. It's got cool mid-60s music.
Yes.
None of that beatly pop stuff or psychedelic-y stuff. I'm talking about the cool mid-60s music. It's got chrome everywhere. All of the planes we saw have got proper propellers on them.
Yep.
None of this jet engine stuff. It's got Matt Damon wearing a hat. It's got Christian Bale not doing an accent.
Yes.
It's got comedy bits. It's got explosions. It's got racing cars. And it's got a really funny bit at the end where they make the guy who's been a bit of a D the whole time cry by spinning the car around in circles. It just looks like one of those films that you're not massively invested into who wins or who loses, but...
Yeah, it does seem... It's all about story. Now, interestingly, it's very one-sided. It looks to be, at least from the trailer, just the Ford side. This is not like a head-to-head competition. We're looking at both sides. This is just Ferrari, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
And this is the underdogs. Yeah. This is the underdogs taking them on, and you're seeing just that side of the story.
So this comes out in November, so it's a few months away.
Okay, right, yeah.
But it's just worth keeping an eye. I think that's going to be...
It had a really good looking cast.
It's got John Berthnall in it,
mm-hmm.
who is Punisher. Who
I punched the air when I saw him.
Because he's like, cool.
I like him.
It's got a couple of, but obviously it's going to be Damon and Bale. In that the whole way. But it looks.
I think I recognize the kid who is Christian Bale's son. I think who is the useful foil where he gets to explain stuff. You know, to. I don't know if he's in the system.
He's a kid in The Quiet Place.
Ah, that's why I recognise him. Right, yeah. He definitely looked familiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it just looks good. It's the kind of film that will be a real slow burner. It'll come out, it'll hit like three or four in the top 10 on both sides, and it'll just sit there for few weeks.
As I said with one of the other films, definitely the kind of film I would watch on a plane.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. But it's,
yeah.
That's good. Anyway, so that's November, so that's a little bit far away. But I just wanted to throw that one in there, and we'll come back to that one. Hopefully there's a longer trailer.
Yes.
Right.
Awesome.
That is it.
We're
done. So, thank you. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time for the main podcast. Yep. In the meantime, if you want to hit us up on Discord, where you can find us, that seems to be where you generally find me all the time. You can tweet us at the Twitter. At the FFL. Or you can pick up the phone, give me a call, see if you're getting on.
Yep. Always welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. We're done. Let's go.
We're out. Let's go.
Punch it, Zimmer.
Nice.